In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Everyone.
And will he let me say,
That guy knows it.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Bring it one more time.
Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Oh, beautiful.
There we go.
Beautiful.
That's a birds of the half creed.
Hey, the camera.
Yes, sir.
It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
I don't know the song. I never even heard of it.
Oh, my ass.
Oh, my God.
So how do I know the words if I don't even know, recognize the song?
What'd you do in the 90s? You didn't listen to Creed?
I watched Saved by the Bell.
The 90s, Creed was 2000.
Easy there.
Well, I'm just
or
telling.
I'm trying to make a point.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Can I say something that's pathetic?
Yes?
I can't open my water bottle. Can you please?
Oh, my goodness.
You got
by the way,
you got
my sister-in-law, Paige, who I went to Creed with.
It's a little tough, sure, right?
Yeah. Right in front of us, singing along.
Yeah,
as well.
Ike is struggling, too.
Okay, Andrew, singing along.
The baby was singing along.
Sophia, the
yes,
baby.
Yes,
your
along.
Niece.
Yes. That's by the way, Jalen was a limited participant at practice today. Trouble in paradise.
By the way, that is a signal to Eagles Insider of the Year candidates. Find out why. First person to get credit for that.
Yes.
They're missing opportunities.
Yeah.
Joe, were you going to say something?
No, I just want to thank Ike for opening my water bottle.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I want you to rank.
What are your tiny hands couldn't get around the cap? What's going on?
I couldn't.
Wow. Is he a tiny hand guy?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, lock. Who has smaller feet, DeCamera or Elliot?
Oh, Elliot.
Yeah, DeCamera's feet aren't small. I'm looking at him.
Dude, a size 7? He's like a fifth grader.
Joe is at least a 10.
Richie really spread a false rumor.
About you?
About you?
I was saying, Elliot really can wear a size 7.
Why? What about you, Joe? You over a 10?
I think I'm like a 9. 9.
Yeah.
It kind of varies.
That's small feet.
You don't have a 10-incher.
Yeah. That's a Kiwi. It's a kiwi size foot.
I see why you needed the cantaloupe. Joe.
Yeah.
God.
It's a kiwi size.
You guys, man.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles in the same tier as the Lions, Bills, and Chiefs? 66% say yes, 34% say no. What team's better, Joe? The 2024 Eagles or the 2022 Eagles?
Not even close. 2022. This team is absolutely not of the ilk of 04, 17, and 22 at this stage. And I don't think they'll get there. Now, I hope they do. Mm. But those teams entering a game like this, I would feel supremely confident would be about to beat the Rams. I don't feel that way with this team. I really think it's actually not close. I thought those three teams were exceptional, and I don't think this team is exceptional.
What was the biggest difference, do you think? Let's just take 22 because they didn't win.
Yep.
And it has same coach, same quarterback. What is the primary difference between that team and this team?
Two big things. One, pass rush was much better on that team. I mean, 70 sacks is beyond bonkers. Mm-hmm. And two, Jalen was better then. And I think that it's before defenses made some adjustments, not just to Jalen, but to a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that would run the read option and the keeper and all that. I think some of Jalen's issues is that a bunch of defensive coordinators figured out on a lot of quarterbacks how to contest that. And then as Jalen has been a more traditional quarterback, and certainly he still runs, and he's been much better running lately, which is great. But I think Jalen is not as effective as he was 2 years ago, and I think they are clearly the two biggest differences.
Well, so I would beg to differ just a little bit. I don't think it's obvious, put it that way. I think there are some areas where 2022, I'd give them the advantage. But I think there are areas in this team I think I would give the Eagles the advantage. If I just start on the defense, 2022's defensive line, that's not going to be matched. 70 sacks, right. you can't touch that. But this back seven, you could argue, might be better.
For sure.
This back seven might be better. That team played what I believe a last play schedule.
Yep.
They didn't play a lot of quality quarterbacks. They gave up 17 points. I mean, they gave up 20 points per game. This team has given up less than 18 points per game defensively.
Yeah.
So to this point, they're averaging, this team is averaging two more points than the other team was.
On offense?
Yeah.
That's shocking to me because it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, we averaged 28 and 22. This year we're averaging 26.
Well, and you have to factor in the upgraded coordinator on the defensive side.
Wait, this year is averaging two fewer points than 22.
Okay. What did I say?
You said it backwards.
I heard it backwards.
Way okay. Yeah,
I was like, wait a minute, really?
No, yeah, okay, yeah. I meant okay. the other way.
Yeah. Right.
But you just want to see the offense hum earlier in a game and get through
I agree.
A game where you're not sweating bullets in the fourth quarter against Cleveland. Who are the other ones? Help me out here.
I mean, Saints.
New Orleans.
Jacksonville. Until Saquon's run against the Giants, they were being shut out until he burst a long touchdown. I mean,
true.
The Saints, they didn't score in the fourth quarter.
Well, I think that goes back to your point about Jalen. Jalen was operating at a more effective level
clearly.
In 22 than he is now. Because, yeah. to be honest with you, I think part of his lack of seeing the entire field and making throws – contributes to them getting off to a slow start. I don't think it's play design, right? I mean, you can look at that in some areas, but for the most part, I haven't said, what are we doing play call-wise? Like, what is this? Like, what are we doing? I haven't said that for the most part this year. I think there's been times we missed throws.
I agree.
Or we missed making plays. So, or early, Nick was going for it on fourth down when he shouldn't.
Well, yeah, no, Nick was reckless early. Here's the conundrum for me that I have asked this question to many people. No one has said, I know what the answer is. Like, how do you explain how they struggle so much offensively early and then humbly? I don't get it.
Here's what I think happens. We're not doing a great job with the first 15 plays that are scripted. Executing them. We want to run the football, so we stick with that for a while. And I think because they refuse to abort the running game, it takes a while for the offense to get going. And usually when it does get going, it's the running game that has triggered it.
No question. The biggest thing I see, like, and I don't even notice this in a massive way, I think Jalen runs more later in the game.
That's part of it, yeah.
I respect it because it's in part out of a – I don't want to say desperation, but you know how it is.
Like, but it is. Like, I got to go make plays.
I got to go do it now. It's third and eight. It's the third quarter. I got to get this scramble.
Yep.
And I do want my quarterback picking his spots. But I also want them to start faster, particularly when it gets deeper in the season against better teams and obviously in the postseason. Because, guys, let's be real. They're getting away with it right now against a bunch of garbage teams. But in the playoffs, they're going to face better teams.
Well, Washington wasn't a garbage team.
I don't think they're that good, though. I don't.
Well,
I don't.
I agree, but you can't. They can't play the three best teams in the league every week.
No, but some teams will improve. I still worry about a team like Green Bay for the postseason. Like,
that quarterback is doing.
I have, but I know this. Teams and players adapt as the season goes. Like, I don't think it's as simple as it's the Eagles and the Lions and the NFC and that's it.
Sure, I agree. Okay.
Things will change
that's
by
fair.
January.
Yeah. So, you were on debate day on WIP. You debated Ike, I mean, very poorly, I might add, but you debated Ike about Jalen Hurts' future as quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
You were, I think basically you said he wouldn't be the quarterback in 2 years.
That's
right.
Correct. That's right.
Are you still there?
Well, I was there about 4 weeks ago, so now it's all right. What's the new recalibration? I think it's right on the line. I mean, I think it's totally determined, obviously, based on what happens this stretch run and next year. The simple answer, Spike, is that
if you had to put your money on it.
No, it's not a simple answer.
Oh, it is a simple answer. It's a more likely answer.
Well, here's the thing.
He's more likely
Howie Roseman may need to face a tough decision. If I have the 13th best quarterback in football in a year and a half, do I want to keep him or not? Because I don't think Jalen's a top six or seven. He could play his way back, but I don't think he's very close to it.
Well, are you going to go get the 10th best quarterback in football?
I'm just saying that's
the 9th best quarterback.
That's the problem.
I'm
with you on, I actually have him 14, 15.
It's somewhere in that
but
range.
The problem is, but the problem is, let's even say, the problem is number 7 to number 14
is interchangeable.
You're talking about very small differences.
I disagree with you on that, Spike. I think there's a small difference between 14 and 11. I think 7, whoever that is pretty damn legit.
Well, like
7 I believe in. 14, who do I believe in?
Who is 7?
Would you believe in Russell Wilson this year?
Right.
No.
Okay.
How about C.J. Stroud?
Guys, it's the weakest group.
How about C.J. Stroud?
Look.
How about Dak Prescott?
So I would have said Dak before
the season.
How about
Jordan Love?
Jordan Love I'd rather have than Jalen Hurts.
He turns the ball over more than Jalen.
I'm just telling you, I feel very confident he'll be a starting quarterback in pro football a lot longer than Jalen.
Yeah, because Green Bay is committed to him, and they're going to stick with him. They're not knee-jerk like we're trying to be right now, like you're trying to be.
Well, we don't know that the Eagles will be.
I meant like you're trying to be. Not believe me, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts ain't going anywhere.
Well, he's not going anywhere after this season, but after next year, if they haven't done something pretty damn big with A.J. in his prime and Saquon in his prime, you know, that's going to be a big missed opportunity. I know Jalen will still only be about 27 or 28. But
here's where you're wrong at. Because unless you're doing something like the Rams did when they moved on from Jared Goff and they traded for Matthew Stafford, you're not getting rid of a quarterback. I don't even care, at worst case, if he's top 15. Tell me the teams in that top 15 is moving on from their quarterback.
No, it's very rare because it's hard to get one. I get it. I totally agree with you. It's very hard to get one.
That's why I said, so unless you're doing that move like the Rams did to get Goff, I don't know where it's at. Like, where's that quarterback at that you're going to say, you know what, we can trade for him. The team he's playing for, it's more of them than it is the quarterback, and he's going to come in, and he's going to be the guy to win the Super Bowl.
No, it's not easy. I get that.
And look, they have shown that they're willing to try.
Yeah.
I think.
Can I give you another quick example?
Yeah, go ahead.
2 years ago, maybe hell even a year ago, a lot of people thought Kyler Murray was done as a quarterback in this league. They thought he was done. They may win that division this year out there. So Arizona realized, and they had an opportunity to take a quarterback if they wanted to.
They realize the grass might not be greener on the other side.
Exactly.
Right.
And they just stuck with it.
Spike, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
April 28th, second round, Eagles draft a quarterback. Does WIP's head explode?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But
but it could happen.
I thought they could do it. I mean, we talked about before. I thought they could do it this year.
They might not have had that guy lined up. You know, they might have wanted to, but it might not have fallen their way.
I think they, a credit to them, is that they don't care how uncomfortable it is.
I agree.
They will, if they see somebody, because they believe in quarterbacks here. Mm-hmm. So they're a quarterback factory. I don't know if you heard of that. But, but they believe in it. And I think if they see an opportunity, they will go for it. I think the big question is, because I'm skeptical about Jalen's ceiling as well. But if they see an opportunity, they'll go for it. But you can't go for it unless you are really confident in that opportunity. And whether it's Stafford, when you know what kind of quarterback he is, or whether it's somebody who you think is a... Now, I don't think they thought Jalen was a can't-miss in second round.
No.
I think what they thought was, we're worried about Carson.
It's an insurance policy.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
We believe in this guy as a guy, you know, and he is... He might be something, and they did it that way.
Well, I also think, Spike, Jalen's success, not that it's been 4 years of excellence, but it's been a lot better than most second-round picks as quarterback, might embolden them to do it again.
Oh, yeah. I think they could do that again.
You just about can't be more criticized than they were, but 2 years later they won a Super Bowl and almost won it because of Jalen Hurts. So I don't put it past them to do that again at all.
Yeah, they're in a difficult spot because of the talent on offense that's surrounding the quarterback. You would almost need a veteran quarterback to come in to win. Like, I don't know about starting over again with a young quarterback. With that, you could do that with the defense because we got young players over there. But with the offense, I don't know if you can do that.
And I'll add this, I can't emphasize this enough. They have an opportunity with Saquon in his prime that is not going to be – he's not going to be this 4 years from now. He's probably
I say he's got 2 years.
Probably.
He might not be this next year.
He might not be this in January.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, I'd have to look up what the pace is now, but it's been a pace of about 400 touches.
Like, if they play two playoff games, he'll be at 400 touches, maybe even one. Jack, I've never heard you – you don't like Hurts, but do you have him – you don't have him ranked lower than Joe or I do, do you?
I have like 14, 15.
Okay, all right.
We're going to go get Joe Burrow in 2 years.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'd all be fine with that.
Yeah, that's what we're going
to
do.
The Bengals are going to screw him up just enough to where he doesn't want to be there.
He doesn't want to be there. That I can definitely see.
That's why we can't trade draft picks.
Well, that's a 5 or 6 first-round pick type of trade. I mean, it is.
Sure it
you
is.
Know?
Yeah.
Hold on. They're getting a 28-year-old quarterback.
He's sending Jalen there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then
you better watch that sharp tongue of yours.
He's a winner.
Yeah.
He's a winner.
You better watch that sharp tongue. Well, then, okay, Joe, we did Jalen.
Yep.
I don't think I know where you are. I've become a pro-Nick guy.
Me too.
It's the most – oh, really?
Welcome to the Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not on board like 1,000%, but I think, number one, people were way too unfair to him when they crushed him. Like, he deserved criticism, but some people acted like he was the biggest idiot of all time, and that's just nonsense. He's won at a tremendous clip. Now, obviously, he has had two significant advantages. The schedule for most of the 3.5 years has been a joke. They feasted on bad teams in 21, 22, and again this year.
Had the hardest schedule.
But 21, 22, and 24, the schedule, it's been a bunch of Cleveland Browns.
Yep.
Number two, Howie has given him, for the most part, consistently a fantastic roster.
Yep.
But Spike, I'm impressed with his attention to detail. Here's the thing more than anything I'm impressed by. More than anything, the stuff that I wondered if the messaging was getting old after last year hasn't gotten old.
It's gone the other way.
Yeah, the players are invigorated by him. And I think, you know, one of the things that frustrates me sometimes with Richie when we do the show is, you know, he'll say, well, the players like him because you know, Nick's easy on them. And I don't believe that's true.
No.
I don't believe it's true. But John believes it's true, and he thinks that they like him because of that element. Listen, you don't buy in because someone's easy on you.
No.
You
might like him.
Matter of fact, goes the opposite way. You take advantage of somebody.
Totally.
Like that. Yes.
Yeah. I am impressed with Sirianni. Now, the in-game decisions in September and early October were reckless, and he's cleaned that up. Now, I still worry a decent amount about it, but he's gotten a lot better at it. But you also see a situation like with the Washington coach did the other day, not kicking the field goal. I mean, Nick's not the only one making some of these decisions.
Yeah, I actually agree with a lot of those decisions, but we've talked about, I don't know that all of those decisions are his.
Well,
I believe they run the numbers. They say this is the thing to do, and he does it. And that is both, I think, an asset of his, is that he is willing to work with the front office, that he is willing to have high-profile coordinators, you know, that sort of stuff. But I'm not sure. But even so, I agree.
But it's his decision. It's not decision. It's his responsibility to feel the game. That's where I feel like he has lacked at times. Like, you can say, should I go for it on 4th and 3? First quarter, fourth quarter, third quarter. Who's my opponent? Are they good or bad? How's Jalen playing? Is he playing good or bad? Like, I don't think sometimes Sirianni feels the moment. And he's the only guy as the head coach who has the responsibility to do that. It's literally his job.
You know, one guy we never talk about whether he's going to be here or not is Howie. And there's no way we could figure it out. But he has said a couple of things that if you want to dissect it and wonder why he said it.
I don't remember that. Like what?
He said, I'm not going to be here forever.
At least twice he's mentioned early in the offseason.
Let me tell you something, guys.
That I'm not going to be here forever.
What Jay Wright did, and I think it was for a different reason, but I really respected it.
Well, I think Howie would go somewhere else.
Well, maybe he would, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty damn appealing to be about 60 years old. I think Howie's a little younger. Have a ton of money and say, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jay Wright's like, I got a lot of money. I'm 60. Let me go enjoy my life.
Yeah, but I think Howie's younger than I am.
Yeah, Howie's not even 50 yet.
I think he's in his mid-40s.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, Spike. He's got a lot of money, man.
Well, yeah, he does.
He's got a lot of money.
He's 49.
49. There you go. So he's a year older than me. He ain't retiring. But I do think, also, you know, with as they reshape the front office, you know, Lurie's son is involved now. You have to wonder if there is a power play some point where he's like, look at what I've accomplished.
Yep.
Well, I mean, this is what happened with Banner and Andy, who worked together very successfully for years. But at a certain point, you have people can talk about money. I say this all the time. You still have you get to that position in the league. You have personal pride and you want to be in control of
No question.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants to be the one who pulls the lever on decisions, right? Like, so building a team and your vision with your people, your scouts, things of that nature, when there's a shift in power in an organization, shift in roles, that's usually what happens. I'm not saying Howie is going to be removed. I'm just saying when somebody else is in that position to decide that, you never know what they're thinking.
Well, and I'll also add, I think people like to be appreciated.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they're about to make the playoffs, what, 7 out of 8 years?
Yeah.
Or 6 out of 7, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, man, people still dog Howie sometimes
quickly. Take it for granted.
Yeah. That's right.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
All right, Fritz at 6 with Robbie E. coming up next.
And Elliot, Robbie E. and Elliot.
Oh, Robbie E. and Elliot.
Damn, Elliot is back on the air again.
Well, he's a machine.
Keep him away.
He's a machine.
We're going to break down Jalen Hurts' ankle.
There you go.
Cause for concern.
See if Elliot has a take on that or has a report. Birds
of the
half.
Just come from back over there, though.
Birds of the half continuing on. The celebrity bartending event starts at 6. Lane Johnson will be here. Jordan Mailata. Ike will be bartending. Joe DeCamera.
This thing is about to get wicked.
I see. Ike has promised a heavy pour. Gilio here as well. Joe, I appreciate you coming on for this hour.
Appreciate it, Joe.
And so, congrats on your show, guys. You guys are doing great.
Thank you. Wow. Especially when we make it about your show.
Huh?
Especially when we make it about your show.
Well, it makes your show better.
Better, right, we didn't do the text line, but if we did, it would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. All right, Fritz at 6 coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So I always feel a little bit sad when the show ends. And I also feel a little bit sad when I go to get hot water in my house and there isn't any. And I know you feel the same way. As a homeowner, you're like, oh no, what do I do? I can't solve all your problems. I can solve the hot water problem though. Bradford White. When it's time for a brand new water heater, you just need to remember those two words, Bradford White. And I'm telling you that because I care about you, care about your family. If we're talking about your business, I care about your employees. Bradford White is built to be the best. You replace your water heater, the Bradford White water heater, it's going to last longer than any other one you buy. Decade. You replace your water heater with a Bradford White water heater, you're getting something that's made 100% in the USA. And they want it installed by a plumbing professional because it's the best, so they want it installed by the best. So when it's time, might not be time now, but when it is time, I want you to remember the two words, Bradford White. Then you go to BradfordWhite.com, you find one of those plumbing professionals, and you get it done.